Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1969, Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for excavation of a bar pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7.2 acres more or less, lying east of Powell Farm Road, also known as Road 365, approximately 1/2 mile north of Burbage Road, being Road 353, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID, District 134, Map 11, Parcel 207. The applicant submitted a survey site plan with the application on July 31st of 2013, and also provided exhibit booklets on September 16th of 2013. The exhibit booklets contain a cover letter, a copy of the application form for the conditional use, a copy of the deed to the property, a zoning map of the area, a copy of a portion of the state strategies and investment levels map, a series of aerial maps, and for example, a recent Google map, and orthophotos for 1954, 1961, 1968, 1992, 1997. And 2007, and also 2012. Site plans, copies of letters from DelDOT dated July 23rd of 2013 and August 5th of 2013, and suggested proposed findings of fact and suggested and proposed conditions of approval. We also heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were received on September 24th of 2013, and they were in the form of a memorandum. And the memorandum reference that the site is located in the Beaver Dam planning area, that Ordinance 38 construction will not be required, that Central Sewer has not been extended to the area at this time, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, and that if the parcel requires sewer service in the future, the owner could install infrastructure to an approved connection point, and thereby a concept plan is not required. We also received from the applicant on September 16th copies of four letters in support of the application to expand the existing bar pit onto the proposed site. And we have also received five letters in opposition to date. The letters in support were received from Beth Combe, Josh Keane, Casey Whitman, and James Gibbs. Hopefully I pronounced them right. They were the handwritten signatures. The letters in opposition were from Reverend Wendell Hall Sr., pastor of the Solid Rock Baptist Church, Joyce Logan, Lucinda Allen, Della Mae Drew, and Claudia Howard. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley.
Gene Byard, pinch hitting for Mr. Schrader, who is here in the flesh but not in spirit, after a long day in Wilmington. I'm here on behalf of the Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company. With me this evening are its third generation president, Ken Adams. Ken's brain, Tracy, is in the back row. That's Mrs. Adams. Someone you may know, R.L. Stickles, man of many parts in Sussex County, and Mark Davidson from Pannonia Associates, the project designer. Ken, if you could come forward, I'm going to throw a few questions your way. Can you tell the commission what you know about the history of the existing pit, or the Gibson pit as it's known?
First, Ken Adams, 23047 Lakeview Drive, Millsburg, Delaware.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Our family's operated out of that bar pit for probably 40 years. I believe there's activity probably been there longer than I've been around. I would say probably 50 years.
Can you give the commission an idea of the size of the existing Gibson pit?
The Barrow pit area is, I would say, approximately 14 acres, of which there's probably a little over 2 acres left.
Is there any security or gating to that pit to keep the public out?
Yes, there is a gate. There's a berm across the front property on that Burbage.
That's Burbage Road.
Burbage, yes, and with a locked gate.
Who has keys to that gate?
Some of our personnel have keys, and we've also provided a key to the Millville Fire Company and granted them use of our dry hydrant in case of an emergency.
For their water pumping trucks?
Yes.
Do you store fuel on site?
No, we fuel all our equipment with a fuel truck. We bring it as needed, and only have the fuel that's in the actual equipment.
Do you control dust with a water truck?
We have water trucks when needed, and we have street sweepers or broom tractors if there's anything tracked out on the street.
What can you tell us about the entrance, Ken?
The entrance is paved. Maybe 3 years ago, we paved the entrance in 15, 20 feet, and we've actually recently added a stone apron in another probably 50 feet.
Can you go to the board and point out where the entrance is?
If there's anyone here that is interested in seeing these exhibits, I know you can't see them from where you are, so please feel free to get up and just come right up front and take a look at them. I just ask that you not have any conversation, because we're still going to be having our public hearing, and you're going to want to hear what he has to say. But come on, feel free to come on up and see what he's pointing at. And
if you could point to the entrance to the existing pit.
The actual entrance is here on Burbage Road.
I note that there's a small sliver of land that exits onto Powell Farm Road. Is that an entrance or exit to the pit?
No, that piece right here, the actual...
Mr. Adams, would you mind using your right hand to do that and turning this way so these folks behind you can see what you're pointing at?
I didn't know if I was to show you.
No, we've got it in front of us.
There's actually a piece on the proposed property that touches Powell Farm Road, but in our application, the only place we wish to access the property, it is on Burbage.
And you're saying that Powell Farm Road entrance will never be used by either pit?
No. All truck traffic will be going through the existing entrance that we've used since the beginning.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you see as the demand for dirt in the Baltimore 100 area?
Well, as the economy recovers and continues to, hopefully, the already approved subdivisions in the area, there's several. Some of those are existing customers, Millville by the Sea, Seagrass Plantation. We see those as having a continuing demand.
Are there any other construction projects that you intend to bid on or you're a part of?
Well, of course, everybody knows the Route 26 widening is hopefully coming soon, which there'll be a demand for different types of material there as well.
Can you describe your hours of operation at the pit?
Our hours, what we've in our application also, is Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, Saturdays, 6 to noon, with no Sunday operations at all.
You understand, Ken, that as a part of your application for this expansion to the existing pit, you're obliged to provide a reclamation plan that must be approved by the commission?
Absolutely.
Am I correct that although you're not required to do so because the Gibson pit is a pre-existing non-conforming use, you will also provide a reclamation plan for the Gibson pit?
Yes, as part of our reclamation for the proposed, we intend to use the same plan to close out the existing bar pit,
thereby bringing a non-conformity into conformity with county ordinance.
Yes, basically.
That's all I have of Ken Evans. If I could call on Mark Davidson. Mark, if you could identify yourself.
Good evening. Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates.
And you are the senior land planner at Pannoni?
That is correct.
Can you describe the site of the application in its present condition?
Yes. At its present condition, it does have, it's partially wooded. We've provided some aerials within the hearing booklet. It's partially wooded right now, partially open. As far back as we can possibly tell, is one of the maps that we showed about 1954, it looks like there was the beginnings of a some excavation of a bar pit on site. On this, the site is 7.2 acres, and as you go through the maps, you can tell, and this is 1961. These are the only two that I brought that are older. You can see that this area on the I would say the southwest corner of the property was excavated out to begin a bar pit for the site. So as of 2012, you can sort of notice here that there is a there's a little bit of an open area there. It is wet, and it is a small. It's about 0.29 acres of a borrow pit.
Are there any wetlands on site?
No, we there are no wetlands. We received, and if I may, could I submit? And I'm also going to ask if I can submit the. Provide us the renderings that we're going to be using throughout the.
What you're submitting is a smaller size rendering for the.
That's correct. It's a smaller size of the
use
of the boards that we're referring to this evening. Received two letters, one from the United States Department of the Interior, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as the DENERAC, their Division of Wildlife, their National Heritage and Endangered Species Program. These letters were submitted to ERI consultants, and they basically state that there are no known wetlands on the site and there are no endangered species known.
Would you make this available to anybody in the public that might want to see that? It's maybe, I think one of these ladies here have an interest in that. There you go.
Can you talk a little bit about the area to be excavated on
yes.
this 7-acre site?
Yes. On the second page of the handout that I just submitted, and this is just a color rendering of the site plan that was submitted as part of the application. We show that the proposed 7.2 acres will connect to the existing area that is known as the Gibson Pit that Melvin Joseph operates. The proposed pit that we are planning takes up about 3.5 acres
of the 7.2 acres, which is
approximately that with the existing pit. And what we're going to be doing is tying into this existing borrow pit that's here, which is 0.27 acres.
What will happen to the balance of the 7.2 acres?
The balance will be left, for the most part, will be left undisturbed on the, I would say, the northwest and the southwest, with the exception of trying to clean up that existing borrow pit that's already on site and incorporating that into the borrow pit. All the wooded section here that I show in green will be left undisturbed. The remaining site will be left with the 50-foot landscape buffers that are required.
Mark, if you would, if you'd take the commission through the requirements of section 115-172 of county ordinance.
Under 172B of the ordinance, there's no off-site materials for processing and mixing will be used for the excavation of the proposed borrow pit. As stated by Mr. Adams, the entrance to this site will be using the existing entrance located on Burbage Road. There will be no entrance onto Powell Farm Road. And we will also be using there's an existing access road that has already been put in here. We would just extend that access road. That access road will actually run along the southeast portion of the 7.2 acre track, thus staying away from where all the existing dwellings are on the northwest side of the property. So all construction activity will happen on the opposite side of the property away from Powell Farm Road.
And again, there is a letter in, we did meet with DLDOT, and in the booklet, there's a letter supporting the fact that we will be utilizing
the existing entrance, that the upgrades are there for that existing entrance for this proposed borrow pit.
Specifically, Mark, what are those upgrades?
The upgrades were the extension of the apron into the site with the gravel, which Mr. Adams stated that they've extended that past the proposed paved entrance. So the entrance has been paved, and the apron into the site, about 50 feet long, what has been put in. As far as dust control, Melvin Joseph's construction company, they certainly have they have the equipment for providing for water trucks on site to be able to control dust, as well as being able to keep the existing road. And that was one of the requirements of DelDOT. They had asked to make sure that the road stays free of dust. So they do have the equipment available to them through sweepers and through water trucks to be able to keep the dust at a minimum. The property is not in in a floodplain, and as I stated earlier, that there are no wetlands on site. There's no endangered species. The proposed borrow pit is greater than 50 feet from all property lines within the site. We are providing for, and I'll talk a little bit about that on the reclamation, but I did provide a cross-section on the construction plans that shows that the side slopes coming down into the pit will be 2-to-1. We'll be providing a 10-foot safety bench around the entire pond. And there will be vegetation planted where there are no existing trees. There will be vegetation planted as part of the 50-foot landscape buffer. As far as setbacks are concerned, the site plan does show that we are meeting the minimum. In some cases, we exceed the minimum setbacks. Talks about 50 feet from property lines. We are showing the 50-foot landscape on excavated buffer. We even place the access road that will service the pit. It is outside that 50-foot buffer, so the 50-foot buffer is primarily for the exclusively for the landscaping and unexcavated area. We are greater than the 100 foot. We're actually 300 feet back from Powell Farm Road is where the beginning of the pit will start. So the minimum requirement's 100. We are actually 300 plus feet back from Powell Farm Road. And we also show on the site plan that was submitted, we show the 200 foot setback from all adjacent dwellings that are adjacent to this site. So we are, as you can, you'll see the arcs on the site plans that were submitted, but we do show that we are going to stay outside of that 200-foot area within the adjacent dwellings. There will be no buildings constructed on site, and as I said, any roads that are created will stay outside of the 50-foot buffer. Preliminary and final site plans will be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission. We will submit plans to, although we did get approval from DelDOT, and that is in the booklet, we will also submit to the Sussex Conservation District for an erosion and sediment control plan. And as far as the reclamation goes, again, I provided the detail on here. Once the pit is fully excavated, the detail will come back to where we will be providing safety benches out there 10 feet wide. They will be at near or just a foot, no more than a foot below the static water line that will be out here. And the slopes will be 2-to-1. And as I show here, once the excavation is completed, Melvin Joseph Company will plant the 50-foot landscape buffer.
Thank you. Questions of Mark Dunham? If they're none, for the record, Lawrence noted that there are four letters of no objection from adjoining owners. As you know from experience, this is a use that is public or semi-public and is desirable for the convenience of residents and businesses in Sussex County. It is consistent with the comprehensive plan and the state strategies map, and the impact on the neighborhood will be minimized with the judgment of the Planning and Zoning Commission required on the PIT site plan. There should be no negative impact of any sort.
It's to be emphasized that this is not an application for a new borrow pit in a new location. This is an extension of an existing pit with an existing improved, approved entrance. Finally, this project will include a voluntary reclamation plan for a pre-existing non-conforming pit, where otherwise there would be no reclamation at all. Be glad to answer any questions that you have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Byard. Just going off the statement that you made, I'm looking at the existing pit and noting that there are some properties, some residences, and all that are around that. My thoughts are that, as Mr. Adams testified, this pit's been there for 50-some years, so this certainly would not be a surprise to any of those landowners. What impacts, I'm trying to think, on the houses along Powell Farm Road, if any, would this expansion of the Gibson pit pose to the houses? And I'm sort of pointing up in this area.
Mr. Smith, with the vegetated area between those houses and the proposed pit activity, I'm not an engineer and I'm not an excavator, but I can't conceive of any that don't already exist with the existing Gibson pit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wondering, I got looking at the piece directly to the east, as Mr. Davidson was talking about buffers, and I know that that's a big buffered area, but I guess someone else owns that land there.
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
That would be lands of the Phillips family, if you know Blaine Phillips.
Yes. So I made some notes, and if you'll bear with me, you can go along through them. Your plan is to use the existing entrance?
Correct.
No roadway or truck traffic along Powell Farm Road. It would use the existing entrance on Burbage Road. I believe that one of the letters from DelDOT indicates that there was no traffic impact study necessary, that they had looked at this.
That's correct.
I saw in tab 6 that there was a letter from July and then a quick turnaround of a letter in dated August the 6th that indicates that they didn't have an objection at this time. They recommended that either pavement or stone be used to extend the entrance further into the site. Would that be the 50 feet of gravel that was
put
in?
I can't answer that, Mr. Adams. Ken, did you understand that question?
Yeah. Yes. That after that, the letter came of August 6th, I believe, we extended the entrance in another 50 feet.
Okay.
We had already paved it a couple years ago.
So the work that was recommended by DelDOT, you've already done, is what
yes.
you're saying?
Yes.
That was what I was trying to bring out or see if that was indeed. And it still remains that there was no TIS done. They were basing some of their data or recommendations, if you will, in that letter on a trip generation that you had given them of a maximum of, I believe, 180 trips at the maximum per day.
Yes.
Using the hours that you state in your application of Monday through Friday, a half day on Saturday, and no hours of operation on Sundays.
None on Sundays.
Yes. Will there be any type of temporary office or an on-site office?
No.
So.
No. The pit, our office in Georgetown is where everybody reports in the morning, like 5:30, and then they're dispatched to the different job sites. The only time anybody would actually be on the property is days that we're actually operating in there. There's many days that we may not operate at all, mm-hmm. mainly in the winter. The months of December, January, February, they might not see me at all.
Right. So if you haven't needed an office in the 40 to 50 years that you've been operating successfully in the past, your stated position is this is an extension of an already existing use, and you will operate the same way?
Yes.
Just extend the roadway around, go back to the, what is it, the Turner tract? Is that what it's called? To the subject of this conditional use application?
Yeah, the Cumby parcel, we call it.
Yeah. All right. Do you have an idea as to when you would start excavating in this new tract?
Once we've met all the conditions and had our reclamation plans approved, I would say we would begin right away.
And you still have 2 acres, is that correct, on the existing Gibson?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And can you speak again as to an urgency? Mr. Byard asked you a question at the beginning of the presentation as to an urgency or a need for the expansion of this operation that would be service to the public.
To give an example, I mentioned Millville by the Sea. We're currently building another phase and doing their lifestyle center, they call it, right on the corner of 17 and Burbage. So far this year, we've hauled 40,000 yards of dirt in there, and we brought it all the way from our current facility in Millsboro. So the ability to keep hauling from the Gibson and into the Cumby track would allow us actually to, you know, have trucks on less roads, save fuel, and it would just be more efficient. But that and Seagrass Plantation, I think Bay Forest, Forest Landing, they're all customers of ours currently, and we provide them some out of Gibson, but on the large quantities, we actually have to bring it out of Millsboro.
And Millville by the Sea from this site is what, perhaps a mile? If you go down to
the junction, a mile.
Burbage and 17.
Just cross right over 17, yes. And when the original plans for Millville by the Sea are probably 10, maybe 12 years old, when their original proposals called for almost 1 million yards of borrow to be hauled into that site to bring it to the proposed grades. So they're nowhere near being built out.
As I'm sure you're probably aware, the commission, maybe about a year ago, we approved a borrow pit up off Old Mill Road, I believe it was. Okay. But the proprietor of that property is since deceased. Does that have any left-hand or right-hand consequence on urgency of fulfilling a need with this pit?
For us, probably not. I believe we have a customer base, and that they may have another. But I don't know that it would affect our approach at all.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I believe that's all I have at this time. I'll hand it over to the other committee. Oh, I would like to ask Mr. Davidson just a quick question, if I could, about the buffers. And I'm assuming you use a lot of times, Mr. Ross, I don't want to steal yours, so you usually use plantings that are native, or you consult with the forestry department as to what are the best plantings to use that will have the highest degree of survival?
That would be correct.
When
we prepare the plans, we'll make sure that the right tree is in the right place.
And reasonable care would be taken to...
That's correct.
See that the buffer's not only planted, that the plants actually live.
That's correct, yes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Ross.
Mr. Byard, you probably mentioned this, but the underlying zoning is AR1, and the bar pit, notwithstanding that this is an existing bar pit and extension, but bar pits are permitted as a conditional use in AR1.
That is correct, subject to the conditions imposed by the commission and the commission's judgment and final site plan approval.
Mr. Davidson, this on the bottom of the conditional use, bottom left, that little dog leg, okay? There's an existing borrow pit, 0.27 acres, if my glasses are working right. Part of that existing borrow pit extends into the 50-foot buffer, but I don't believe that's been actively excavated for a while. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's overgrown. It's in need of some care. It needs to be cleaned up, and
natural regen has occurred, whatever natural regen is.
Well, right? It's
brush.
Right, but it's wet, and it's part of a small pit, and.
I guess I'm just wondering, within the 50-foot, if Mr. Adams, if it's acceptable not to borrow and do any additional excavation in that, within the 50-foot buffer. You see what I'm saying? I realize it's pre-existing, but that would bring it more within code. It's a very, very small amount of area.
Actually, our intent there was to kind of clean it up. It wasn't dug with 2-to-1 slopes. There's no safety bench. And our thought was to clean off some of that vegetation there and just give it the safety slopes and everything. But
claim it with the other reclamation?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Maybe we can note that when we get to that point, or if we get to that point. And then, you know, can someone just talk about the reclamation a little bit? Because I'm not familiar with reclamation of borrow pits, and just so we have a better understanding of what that process is.
Mark, you're on your own.
Okay. Park. When after the pit has been fully excavated to the specifications, they'll come back in and they will clean up the side slopes. And what they'll do is they'll make them at a 2-to-1 slope is what we're providing.
In the old borrow pit as well?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Mr. Adams has stated that he would do that as part of providing reclamation for the expanded pit here. But it'll get cleaned up. The side slopes will get stabilized at that point. They'll be seeded so that they're stabilized, so that there's no erosion that happens. A safety bench will be placed back in. Sometimes it can be put back in if the water table is low enough. It'll be part of that in the excavation. That's all part of what Mr. Adams does best. And then after that point, that's when the buffers will get planted. It will be left, I would say, in pristine condition. Some of the other pits in the area that have been put back, and there's lots around them, they certainly, along those same lines that those other pits that are now are the backs of people's lots. But that's basically the reclamation for this site will be to stabilize the embankments all the way around the entire pit, seed them, make sure that you get an established growth on those side slopes so they don't slough back in, and establish that safety bench.
And will that be done in phases when the existing borrow pit gets basically finished and then that reclamation kind of takes place as it can and then you go ahead into the new one? Is that correct?
Yes, that can be.
Okay, and then finally, my last, I guess, I don't recall or ever hearing of any incident of, you know, trespass of people falling in and drowning or anything of that nature as far as safety issues. Is there a history of any safety issues on the original site? And then what possibly is being done to make people aware of what's there so they don't accidentally?
I can speak to the history, Mr. Ross. There was a young man named Richard Keith who was trespassing on the property, I believe, in around 1982. Evidently, there was a rope swing on a tree near the Gibson pit. He dove off, struck a shallow area, and was paralyzed. That's the one episode of which I'm aware. As to what Mr. Adams has done or will do with respect to trying to control trespass, I'll let him speak to that, but he does have kind of a neighborhood watchdog, watchman, who keeps an eye on the place for him. Ken, if you want to talk about that briefly.
On the Burbage Road side and the adjacent parcels, we've placed a berm that's approximately eight feet high, maybe six, that's kind of grown back naturally. But our pit is posted on all sides with no trespassing and berms put where we can. But Mr. Hogston lives here. He has a very clear shot of the entire pit and has always been kind enough to keep an eye on things for us and just kind of watch out for trespassers. Any property, whether it's got a bar pit or it's a farm field, is subject to trespass, and we do our best. We post it, gate lock the front gate, and try to warn people of what's inside the property.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not to incriminate Mr. Smith, but he may have jumped into a borrow pit or two in his earlier years.
He has the bad back to prove it.
That's right. It probably happened for one of those shallow pits. And a lot of my questions have already been answered, and I want to propose as one of our rules of Planning and Zoning Commission that Mr. Smith go first from now on. All projects due to his thoroughness of questions. But anyhow, that aside, since I'm left here with a speaker, how do you intend to excavate the remaining land, as well as if you have permission to expand?
If we have permission to expand, of course, we would have to clear the trees that are existing. So, the property, I believe, was timbered. It may have been 10 years ago, the main center of it. So we would have to continue that, clear that out. And the most ideal way to work is so that you don't paint yourself in the corner. It's the same thing as painting the floor. You would start in the far corner and work yourself out and tie the two pits together.
But are you intending to use dredges or excavation equipment?
We mainly use an excavator that has a long reach. We sometimes use dredges, which is just another mechanical process of doing the same thing. A dredge is actually more efficient, burns less fuel. But our main type of excavation is done with an excavator.
Okay. Because I know at your Stokely pit that you're using the dredges. So
the sand plant, yes. Yeah, we use dredges.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how deep do you think you'll be dredging?
Approximately 25 feet.
Okay. Because I saw on the little corner piece, it looked like it was referencing a depth of 35, but I realize that's just an example. How does it say 25?
In the existing, a lot of it's less. There's areas in here in the summer that actually have no water in them now, but we'll go back through and try to even the bottom. And that's what process is taking place right here now.
Okay, so we're not talking about as deep as at your sand plant. You go down 60 feet, I believe.
60, yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions.
Okay, then. Mr. Burton.
I have one. I know that Mr. Smith referenced the number of trucks that would be using the site. Is that an increase amount? What is the use that will go out on Burbage?
We've estimated or asked for a maximum of 180. It varies, again, with demand, but I don't believe we've ever exceeded 180.
Is that a big increase from the current site now?
No, not as far as daily trips, no.
Okay, so the truck traffic would be about the same if it was approved. Great, thank you. No further questions.
All right, so Mr. Lake?
My questions have already been answered, thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then.
I have one.
Oh, one more from Mr.
Follow-up.
Okay.
Could you describe any roadway improvements that have been done to Burbage Road in the last year or two? Not by your company, but by the Department of Transportation.
They recently, it was I believe that road was tar and chip until the last couple of years. David A. Bramble and Son profiled it, took the crown out of what the old tar and chip roads that you see where they've been done so many times. They wedged it and paved it with hot mix. And I actually took opportunity when their crews were there. That's when we went ahead and paved our entrance also to tie it right into the new road. Mm-hmm. And in the letter from DelDOT, August 6th, they inspected the road, noted the good condition of the road, and acknowledged our 180 trips they felt would not impact at all. Mm-hmm.
I know you weren't a part of that design, but in your estimation, do you think were the travel lanes widened at all on Burbage?
Yeah. Probably a foot on each side is all, but
from
the
11
process
to 12
of,
or 10 to 11. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you, gentlemen. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1969, Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company, Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1969? Yes, ma'am. Come on up, and if you would give us your name, and you may have the floor.
First, my name is Joyce E. Logan, and I did write one of the letters that you received.
Okay.
And first, let me tell you, Mr. Joseph, that barrel pit, that original barrel pit, I can take you back at least to about 1951 of it being there. Because during that time, I was a kid. And about, and where, I don't know exactly how far you're going east, whether you're going towards Route 26 to on that property. Does that cover back to 26? Thank you. Okay, the reason why I'm asking is because I have a couple of questions. First, let me tell you that someone did fall back in that pit when I was about 9 or 10 years old. Being the curious kids that we were, we went walking. It was just a group of kids, you know, it's a rural area, and kids do what kids do. And we wondered, and one of our friends fell in there. Of course, we ran and got three older guys to come and help us to get him out, and they brought some ropes, and all of us did the tugging, and we brought him out. The reason why we had to bring him out, that pit at that time had no safety features of going down in that pit, and neither did it have any safety features to come back out. Once you dropped in there, you dropped. It was a clay pit. It originally was a clay pit. I don't know what's there now because I left here in 61 when I went to college. I just came back about 6 years ago, so I don't know what's there. My hopes was that that pit got covered over because it was very scary and nervous after that. And another reason I have is that there are kids. There's a development off of Powell Farm Road that's with Sherwood Forest Development, and there are also kids to the church campground, which they have camps every year. And being a part, I don't live in that area now, but I do have property right there. So we are planning on, as the church, to the family and friends of Union Wesley Church, to extend our program of going farther than the camp and letting the kids do something extra. And that's what we're working on. First, we're trying to improve the cemetery, and now we're trying to get the kids something extra to do instead of just the 2 or 3 weeks that they have down at the camp. We feel as though that, you know, we should do something to give back to the community. And this is one of our goals. And another thing is that I don't know how far your property line is down in that area, but I know that the church cemetery goes back farther than a lot of people think. And there has been digging there. I don't know how close you come to the property line of that church, but there has been digging, and there has been trees that have fallen onto the church cemetery that really needs to be moved. We don't know who did it, but we know that people have been down back there and has erupted and done things back to the church cemetery. And I would like for them to find my sister's tombstone that's been there 65 years. but we do need people, you know. I don't think that this should be no digging should really be back there. That's my opposition anyway. I think it's an unsafe condition to have digging back there. I know you might have protected barriers going there, but kids wander. They can wander off a Powell Farm Road. They can wander when you come down there. They can wander from anywhere. It's not just the kids in our neighborhood, but there's other kids that come back there. There's people that even ride back on the church property that they're kids. And we don't know how far they might go back there and get hurt. I mean, teenagers, but they're still, I'm 70, so I consider them kids. And so I don't think that any digging should be done at all. I don't think it's fair to the community, because I'm not going to say this as a racial thing, but what you have on Powell Farm Road is all black situation. That's what you have. All those homes back there. And right where your that barrier part, that first digging, that hole is, down right near that area is where a lot of my family's property line is around in that area. I don't know whether you resurveyed it or not, or whether we have to go back in and resurvey, but through that wooded area that you have in there is still some of our property back there. And I really don't think it should be there. Any digging should be there. And as far as your trucks in and out, 180 trucks on Burgess Road with the beach traffic and everything else, that's a mess, you know? I tried to get through there, and it's a mess, because 26 is a mess. Coming from Millsboro to down that area, in the summertime, it takes me an hour and 10 minutes. I have to come off in 24 and go through. It's a mess down there. So I don't think that many trucks are needed, especially during the summertime in there. I don't think they're needed in the wintertime either, but this is all I can think of at this point. And if you want to see any further communications, just read the letters that I know he said that he got from Lucinda Allen, which is my mother, who can tell you a little more, and from the Reverend Wendell Hall, who is my brother, that can tell you quite a bit of what's going on in that area and why we don't think that this digging should be done. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Does anyone else would like to speak in opposition?
Yes, I'm Claudia Howard at Power Farm Road. I am one of the individuals that's on either side of the area that is access to the barrel pit.
Okay.
One of the things that I am concerned about is anything going up that lane. I know that the lane is not large enough for true access, but they have gone back up in there because I'm a nurse, and that's in my letter. I work nights. I sleep during the day. They scared the crap out of me one morning because they had gone in there with a bobcat, gone back there, saying that they're not going to use that area, but they've knocked the trees down so they have access to that area. You can drive back in there to a certain point now because they've knocked down the areas that were covered with trees or little saplings or whatever. So there is a way of getting back up in there now because they have cleared it out.
Okay.
And it hasn't been clear for years. Also, I have fruit trees and different types of things, raspberries, kiwis, different things on that side of my house. My bedroom is on that side of my house. And Della May is on the other side, and her trailer and her bedroom is over there on that side, too. So we're concerned about the noise impact. Also, we have children across the street, and a lot of those individuals are concerned because they have people they're getting on the bus in the morning, they're getting off the bus in the morning, the kids are. Kids are curious, as Joyce said, and you never know what they're going to do. Plus, I know that behind Della May, Drew, there is children in some of the rental properties back there, and that's real close to where this area is also, through the woods, and I'm sure that they would be curious about it. So there is many people that are curious about how this is going to work, how the kids are going to be protected, the noise impact, some of the trucks even going down our street. You're saying that they're going to come out of Burbage, but which way are they going to go? Are they going to go all on 17, or are some of them going to end up on Powell Farm Road? That's going to be a lot of traffic. We already have trucks coming out down there by the church as it is now, and we hear the clanking and the banging and the booming at times, and that's further away than I think this is going to be. So, I mean, you know, the impact of just the noise itself sometimes has a problem. I'm just curious about the whole thing, because I'm wondering, once the barrel pits, if you do approve it, once they're finished, are there going to be possibly houses around it, like they do with a lot of areas where they have, like, waterfront property or something, or what is going to be done back there? Will they end up trying to come between my house and my neighbor's house at that point? I've been given the impression that they may even try to do something like that, possibly further down the road, maybe 20 years from now or something. So I'm curious about that. I intend to still be here, so I don't want to be dealing with something going through my yard all the time, you know.
I intend to be here, but I don't intend to be here.
Well, anyway, I still don't want that kind of impact going between my yard. And that's basically what I'm really concerned about, the noise implications for me and my rest and the traveling between there. I was asked to sign that letter, too, and I refused to sign it. And let me see, I did tell you about the... Pretty much, I think I told you everything that I needed to tell you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Lois Mumford. I am the administrative chairperson at Union Wesley United Methodist Church, and we too have a concern.
Okay.
The borrow pit, we were wondering if it's going to be fenced in some area for safety features, especially for young children. Because like she says, we do have the camp, and we're trying to extend more programs next year in the summertime. And if there was a fenced-in area, that would be some protection from the children. And the borrow pit, my understanding is I heard that they've been digging out of it for 40 years.
I believe that was their testimony, yes, ma'am.
When do you stop digging out of a hole?
When you run out of dirt.
So that is the purpose of just getting dirt, and the hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
Well, there are certain limits. They do have certain limits that they have to observe. That's why I'm saying you do run out. Eventually, you do run out of dirt. And I believe that's why they're here, because they're running out.
So
you can't keep digging it deeper and deeper.
All right. And once you run out of dirt, then what happens to the hole?
Well, it gets what's called reclaimed, where they clean it up, dress it up, landscape it, and it stays a pond from that point forward.
Oh, so eventually it's going to be a pond.
I would say so.
And another concern we had was dust, but I did understand someone said that they have a water truck that stands by to keep the dust down.
Yes, ma'am. That's a requirement.
So what about the noise level? If they're digging from 6 to 6, is there noise from the machines and
well,
stuff?
The machine's going to make a certain amount of noise, I'm sure. Whether or not it's objectionable or not, I guess it's up to the hearer.
So how close from the church property line will this barrel pit be? Will it be 50 feet from?
Mr. Davidson, would you give us an estimate of that, how far the barrel pit itself is from
church.
The church property line?
Church property line is located on the north side of the property here. This dash line here is the 50-foot buffer, and so we're a little bit further away than 50, so minimum would be 50 feet.
Minimum of 50 feet, maybe a little bit more. But
the existing vegetation that's here will not be disturbed here.
Okay.
Okay. And you said it's going to be 180 trucks? It's going to be running, is that every day or the whole
week?
It's
180 trips, which I don't think is exactly 180. Is that a trip in and a trip out? Is that right?
It's just 180 trucks.
Per week?
180 trucks, okay.
Is that per week, not per day?
It's an average. That's per day. Maximum.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the testimony wasn't that there would be 180 trucks per day if it gets approved. It would be that the most that would ever come in and out of there during a day would be 180. Some days it could be none. Some days it could be 20. Some days it could be 100. That's just the most that would come out is the testimony, I think, that came out.
So what you're saying is there is a possibility that there could be 180 trips per day.
On a day, there could be, but the practical matter is that these pits don't run every day, and they don't run full tilt every day, typically. But the answer to your question is yes, that there could be, 180 trucks in and out in a day, that there could be.
And trucks are hard on a road. Thank you.
You're welcome. One trip to a person, ma'am. I'm sorry. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone on commission have any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just disappointed in myself. I couldn't figure out a reason to call Mr. Stickles up. Why are you here, Mr. Stickles?
I'll handle that question.
Oh no, I'm just kidding. Just joking.
He's just lovely and looking for a good time.
You've picked on me for so long.
Can I ask a question? I'm going to break from the normal and find me if you want to, but this lady clearly has a question she needs to get out, and I'm going to let her do it. So go ahead, make it quick.
Yes, you just said that it was coming in about 50 feet from like the church property line, and then didn't you not say that from Powell Farm Road that you were like 300 some
show,
feet?
Show her what you showed the other lady, please. Yeah, it's a different.
We show the church property line to be back here on the north side of our property, which is towards the rear of lower property. So right here is what we show is the church property. Powell Farm Road's up here.
Okay, I just want you to know that some of that church property might not be accurately where it is. There is still some more church property that has not been marked correctly, so I heard that their survey and everything went out because there is some vacant property that still belongs to that church that is going south from that property line.
And, we did survey the property.
Okay. I was going to say, okay. I think that line's been surveyed, ma'am.
I can tell you that.
Because it's the common line between you and them.
This red line came off the tax map. Right. So what this red line shows here was what the tax is what it shows on the tax office as the Cumbie tract. When we surveyed it, this piece of ground right here belongs to the church, not the Cumbie. So when Melvin Joseph bought the piece of ground, they did not buy this back piece here, which belongs to the church.
There you go.
Did he buy the other side, on the other side?
I'm not sure.
On the church property line? Did you buy it on the other side? So we have to find out.
You'd have to get your own survey.
But, okay, because I know that somebody's tearing down our property lines and fences over there.
Coming right there can do a survey for you if you want him to. He might even do it for free.
No, if you do it for free, I got some properties for you to survey. I am serious.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anyone else on the commission have any questions?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
What's your question?
And if Mr. Byard would come forward, please.
Sure.
Just point of clarification in reviewing your proposed conditions, I note that, and I know this is in other borough pits that come before us. Number eight.
I'm not the author. I'll be happy to look at number eight.
Why don't you read it to me?
Well, number eight just makes references that every 5 years, the Planning and Zoning Commission will, in fact, inspect the property to make sure that you're in compliance with.
Yes.
You do understand that that's Mr. Byer proposing something for you to do.
I understand that.
He's proposing that.
That's job security for us, right?
There you go. Okay. Mr. Johnson, you've never had any hesitation before to obliterate conditions we've proposed. And I trust you do your best here.
Well, this is more for the folks that are in the audience that once this is approved, it's not just a done deal and everybody forgets about it.
No, absolutely not. The commission has the absolute right, in fact, probably the obligation to inspect.
I would note that that's second condition, number eight.
Yeah, there's two number eights, so 88, Rocket 88.
The author.
Well, like you said, he's not the author of that, so
right.
He probably can count. But we know attorneys have trouble counting.
I do think it is worth mentioning, and I appreciate Mr. Johnson bringing that up for the benefit of the public, that this isn't a case that once these things get approved, if it gets approved, that nobody ever visits it again or anything like that. There are a number of state regulations that apply to projects like this. There will be would be plenty of supervision, and there will be plenty of opportunity for you to register a complaint if you should have one in the future as well. So I don't want you to think that this is just a decision and then it's all done.
And I'll just add on to that. That's the point of the reclamation plan. The right. Reclamation plan says what the applicant would do after the borrow pit has been completely dug to the point where they can't get any more materials. The Planning and Zoning Commission also goes back and makes sure if it's approved and they're to the point where they've dug everything out, that they do what they're supposed to do to make it safe at the end of all the work on the site, too.
There's plenty of supervision. Yeah. The Soil Conservation District is involved, and DENREC and everybody else. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? When is the county hearing?
October 8th.
October 8th. You ladies do know that you need to appear for that as well. Okay, good. Good deal. All right, we'll close the public hearing. You're welcome to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning, and we're going to take a 5-minute recess.